forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS, doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Why do we do it? Why do we put ourselves to this?
We hate ourselves.
Is that what it is?
We're masochists.
That's what I feel like.
Most likely.
I mean, it's making my Sundays, which are usually reserved for the Lord.
I can't even hit top 20s right now.
Angry.
It's bad.
Angry. It's real bad. What were the odds of this fucking guy winning last week?
Bobby Mack?
Yeah.
I got to say at least over 60 to 1.
Has to be,
I
right?
mean, he's been playing fine, but yeah, no. His first PGA Tour win. He's kind of like a manipulator on the DP World Tour. He's on the Ryder Cup team, but no, I think he was close to triple digits.
So for the second time in the last 3 weeks, one of the guys that I picked dropped out the morning of the tournament.
Yep, so that'll happen. That'll happen.
For me. So mm-hmm. I'm not stoked about it. I went with two Canadians. It was the RBC.
Yep. I did mention Mackenzie Hughes, who was in the mix. Because you were going to pick, I thought you were going to pick all Canadians. So I'm like, why don't you pick Mackenzie Hughes?
I picked Corey Connors. Corey Connors did well. He was top five.
He actually finished top Canadian because Hughes played like shit on Sunday.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I was there. I just wasn't close because homeboy was up. When I turned it off, he was up by like five strokes.
Went into Sunday up four.
He did. Okay. Yeah. So what was the end result there? I popped it on right before, I forget what me and my wife were watching, but I popped it on right before and I saw him hugging his dad.
Yep.
Who was his caddy. Yep. And then they went into this emotional speech afterwards. What was the story there? How did he lose his caddy?
He just had his dad on the bag.
Well, but somebody dropped out, and he.
I don't think so.
The dad had to fly in on Saturday, so the dad was the caddy for like
maybe
Saturday and Sunday.
I'll be honest, I checked out. I do know Fluffy though. CT Pan's caddy went down. Yeah, he's like 76 years old.
Is he dead?
He could be because he is old.
Okay.
He goes down, so they got a fan.
Really?
Yeah. Some hefty fella.
I like that
to carry the bag, and then.
That's a fun story.
That guy couldn't make it, so they replaced him with another fan. So
Shut the fuck up.
He had two fans. Well, the first fan was a little obese fella.
Okay. Why would you pick that guy?
I don't know.
Like, go with somebody who's kind of fit, you know, and just kind of figure it out at that point. Mm-hmm.
So he finished with a fan as his caddy.
That's great.
Nice little story for that guy.
Yeah, man. Look, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We got to combine the fucking tours here at this point. It's getting weird out there.
It's not that. It's just...
You know, every tournament that wasn't an elevated event has been a 40+1 winner.
Something like that. But we have an elevated event this week.
We do. So it's going to be a different story. And we need more of these, or all of these need to be elevated events. Because let's face it, you're only playing golf for four fucking days a week. You know, just go play all the shit. If you don't want to play up in Canada, I understand that, right? You don't want to get on the Mexico Open.
There's
cool.
some names there. You had Rory, of course.
He didn't fucking show up.
He made a run on Sunday.
He always does. He always makes a run on Sunday, and then he'll shit the
He wins Canadian Opens, though. That's his thing.
But he didn't win this year.
Not this year.
Neither did Nelly Korda.
Nelly Korda sure didn't win the U.S. Open. She didn't make the cut because she made a big old number on 12.
10 on a par 3.
Which it happens when you put three balls in the water.
Jesus Christ, man.
She put every ball in the green, and it just rolled back.
She's won, what, 6 out of the last 7 heading into that?
6 out of the last 8 now, yeah.
God damn. She didn't make the cut.
She did not.
We lost a lot of money last week.
We had a 22-year-old Japanese girl win her second U.S. Open.
So really?
That's cool, I guess.
It's not. It's not great for the LPGA. Yeah. I was looking up in that down that leaderboard. It's all Japanese flags.
I also put money on Minji Lee, who is Minwoo Lee's sister, right?
Oh,
so Australian girl, yeah. Also Asian.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Equally as cool as her brother. However, what wasn't cool, she had like a 4 or 5 stroke lead on going into like 6 or 7. And she, I believe, shot 7 over from then.
Great.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, lost a lot of money this week.
I'm not going to gamble on women's golf anymore.
No, it's probably our first and last time doing that forever. I'm going to throw a lot on that Mavs game on Thursday night.
Unless something like COVID happens again.
Yeah.
And the only thing to bet on is women's golf.
I mean, my bookie's got the casino. That rocks now.
That too, yeah.
So I would, you guys are doing well on that. I'd do that over women's golf.
I do well for the first 20 minutes and then I blow it.
Yeah.
That's kind of been the mantra this whole fucking year.
This week, though, our luck is gonna change. I have a feeling it's the Memorial. This is my tournament. This is Jack's
Memorial tournament in Ohio,
in Dublin, Ohio. I've been to this tournament many, many times.
Is this also where they gather the juggalos?
From time to time,
mm-hmm.
I got thrown out of this golf course once.
Makes sense. Yeah,
almost got arrested. Almost got arrested. Ali, the movie, had just come out with Will Smith. And it was Ali Boumaye, and Ernie Els was playing that year. And I was screaming out Ernie Boumaye with all my friends. And Ernie physically walked over and just said, "Hey, we're not doing that here."
Did Jack physically remove you?
Uh-uh.
No.
He's always been old as shit. I've never known a young Jack. So.
No, he's old and tiny.
He is. He was a Fiji at Ohio State, mm-hmm. and I remember him walking into
Fraternity Brother,
and they didn't know who he was. And
I gave him the grip, and he knew.
You're a Fiji?
Yeah.
Okay, so he walks in at Ohio State, and he's like, "Hey, you know, what's going on? This place is dirty. You guys need to clean up or whatever." And they go, "Why don't you shut the fuck up, old man?" Nobody knew it was Jack Nicklaus. And
most majors of all time.
Donating money to the fraternity. Mm-hmm. He was like, "I'm out of here. Fuck you and fuck this house."
Arguably the greatest golfer.
What do you think?
No. I mean, Tiger.
I know, Sam.
It's just...
Sam. It's just a weird... The injuries, man. I mean, he would have shattered that record.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in today's field. If you look at what's going on in today's golf, Jesus Christ, man.
He never takes a 9-iron to the windshield. I think he breaks that record.
I agree. Weird, right?
And if he never gets into trying to be a Navy SEAL for some reason.
I think that had more to do with it than the 9-iron to the windshield.
His body broke down, yeah. And then, I mean, if he doesn't get in that car accident, maybe. Because, I mean, 2019, nobody expected that. Still pulled off the Masters.
Tough to say.
After that car accident and having one leg, it's over.
It's over, yeah. He's never coming back again to win anything. Which is sad to say, because he has won the Memorial. And I've seen him play at the Memorial. It's fun. It's a fun tournament. If you're out there bubbling at Dublin's out there, getting fucked up, dude. Go to Urban Meyer's Pine House. Hard AF Seltzers are there. You can get rocked.
Someone was chirping me the other day, though. So mea culpa, I guess, portion of the show.
Sure.
That Bryson DeChambeau wears his hat. He used to wear the old kind of like newsy hat because of Bobby Jones. And we said Payne Stewart. Sorry, I guess.
No, you should say you're sorry. Jones is a fucking hero, dude.
Bobby Jones is cool because he's one of the best ball strikers of all time, but he just couldn't putt.
Right.
Yeah, I respect that. And he said putting's not really a part of the game, which I agree with.
Did Shia LaBeouf play Bobby Jones in the movie?
You know, it's hard to say. No way to look it up.
Yeah, no way to look it up. Nobody's here. It's just us. It's just us. Who do you got this week at the Memorial?
So I'm going with some big dogs, but with some good value.
Okay.
We're going with a man who wins at giant tournaments, but not majors.
All right.
Guy by the name of Max Homa.
Love Max Homa. I want Max Homa to win. I can't bet on Max Homa anymore, though.
Max Homa is 35-1 this week. Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
$100. Another guy that plays well, that Jax plays all the time. Very up and down, roller coaster ride. 3-time major winner.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth.
Nope. No.
Jordan Spieth.
He looked like shit this year.
You know what? This is it. This is the tournament. 46-1. Why not?
Why not?
We're close to 50-1 odds on Jordan Spieth. I'll take that. $100 there. And then, you know, guy that's kind of been chugging along all year, playing well, has a great record here in Dublin.
Okay.
Siwoo Kim.
No.
48-1.
No.
$100 to win $4,800. And I got a top 10 on my man Ben On at plus 360. And then top 20s, the odds aren't as juicy because, again, this is a limited field, about 69, 70 guys. Max Homa for top 20 plus 110. Siwoo Kim, top 20 plus 131. Denny McCarthy finished second last year to Victor Hovland, also finished fifth the year before. Let's cash him in for a top 20, plus 158. Then we're going Chris Kirk, plus 260. Then rounding it out with Adam Shank at plus 300. And that is the card right there.
All right. I like it. I'm going to take one favorite this week, just because this guy's been playing well. It's 14-1 right now. On mybookie.com.
Colin.
Yes, Colin Morikawa.
He
has
it.
Looked really fucking good the last few weeks. Had a couple top fives.
Can't finish, though.
I know. But this is one of those events where, I mean, you used to compare him to potentially Tiger. Tiger used to win this fucking thing all the time.
He didn't win the Memorial, but he won the tournament. The week before at the Memorial, I believe. It was like the work day.
Yeah, yeah.
It was during the COVID year, so they played back-to-back tournaments mm-hmm. at the same venue.
Yep.
But yeah, he's won here before.
I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa. I'm going back to the well with another pick from a few weeks ago here. Matthew Fitzpatrick at 48-1.
I can't cheer for these dudes.
I can't either, man.
Like
but
Bobby Mack, fucking Fitzy.
I get it, dude.
I
know.
They're hard to look at.
I know.
They're just ugly, ugly people.
I get, you know. My stance on Uggos, dude. I don't want them on television. I don't want them anywhere near me.
Like, he wears a retainer.
Yeah, sure does.
Or maybe it's braces, but he's getting his teeth fixed in his almost 30s.
Yeah, well, he's British.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lifelong battle right there.
I get that.
It's a lifelong battle against your teeth. And looking at this list, man, I just, going all the way down it, you almost have to, because, look, Scheffler's at fucking 3.5-1.
And he'll probably be top five.
Probably
he'll be in the mix.
He might win.
He's never won after April, though. So that's one thing I'm holding on to.
All right. Same here. I'm not looking.
He doesn't win tournaments after April.
I'm obviously not taking him. But there is something to be said about this 40-1 thing that's been going on this year, where you start looking at guys over 40-1, where you're like, all right, can they fucking pull this off?
And you're
can
getting
they do
value.
It? I mean, you're getting a lot of value if you're able to
Spieth at 46-1.
If you're able to pick them, you know, that's the thing.
Siwoo Kim 48-1.
That's why my last pick today is Willie Z, man. Willie Zalatoris at 62-1.
You can have him.
I know. I
don't know how that back's going to hold up.
I don't either. And that's the weird thing. Looking at golf, this is an elevated event, and I'm looking at the top guys here. Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele again.
Yeah, Xander probably will win.
Rory.
Maybe Xander's on, like, maybe winning the U.S. Open unlocks something. He goes on a heater.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't have a lot of confidence in it. Rory. So, I mean, Rory's always in the top three most favorited people. And he doesn't win, man.
He does win.
He does, actually.
He won the Wells Fargo.
He won the Wells Fargo. You're right. And he won that team event, I guess. So.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks.
Yeah. And then after that, it's Victor Hovland, Morikawa. Ludwig is still getting
I don't
21.
Want,
to,
like, I would have picked Hovland, but I don't want Hovland to win this week because I want Hovland to win the U.S. Open.
Which is?
Next week.
Next week. Okay. Yeah.
So I hope Hovland, you know, top fives this, top tens this, goes into the U.S. Open with a little momentum and then just like runs away with it.
But the odds won't be great on Hovland next week.
Yeah, I already
They're not
have,
great here.
I know, but I already have a ticket on him to win the U.S. Open. That was back when he was a little bit better odds.
Okay.
When he was playing poorly.
Gotcha. So,
yeah, we're going to double down on Hovland next week.
Okay. All right. One more time with your picks here.
We're going Max Homa, Jordan Spieth, Siwoo Kim all to win. Ben on for top 10, and then top 20s on Max Homa, Siwoo Kim, Denny McCarthy, Chris Kirk, and Adam Shank.
I'm going with Colin Morikawa. I'm also rocking with Matthew Fitzpatrick, and then the famous Willie Z all the way down there. I'm with you. I don't know if his back can hold up. Maybe it does, though, for one tournament.
And if you want a juicier pick, I guess 75-1, you got Denny McCarthy to win. But he doesn't win.
He doesn't win is the problem. I've bet him a few times in the past. I look at a guy down here like Brian Harmon at 75-1, and I think, is that a terrible pick?
Do you want to, like, no, just I don't hate your entire Sunday?
I'm with you. But I'm down to so few guys that I root for. Like, take fucking Sunday, for example. Joel Damon was in the mix for a little bit, and that was fun. I was hoping he would pull it off.
Nah, that was...
Finished third.
Very obvious how that was going to go.
But he finished third.
Did he? No, he didn't.
It's a fun story.
Yeah. He definitely didn't finish third.
He did.
No, going into Sunday, he might have been third, but he had a bad Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, the last time I saw, he was like 2 over. On the day.
We'll stay on air here. I got to pull this up and find out. Right. I think he finished third. I did
RBC Canadian Open.
I did check out, though, on that one.
He definitely didn't, though, because Rory finished third.
Let's see.
And, I mean, Ben Griffin, who's, like, seeing spots in his eyes, finished second.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with him, dude? He's getting,
like, LASIK surgery or some shit.
Is that what it was? Okay. 10. He finished 10th.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
3rd to 10th? Not really.
Shouts to Matt Wallace, though, for he was 9 under, and he was very firmly in the top 20. I was finally going to cash a top 20 bet. Proceeds to go 4 over in the last, like, 5 holes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Love that.
Perfect, yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I hope you don't make the U.S. Open qualifier. I didn't check, but I hope you missed it.
There's a lot of hatred for golf this year, man. I've been an angry man this year in golf. There's a bunch of Sundays where I've checked the fuck out, too. Like, even this one.
Oh, yeah.
Homeboy was up by, like, 4 or 5 strokes, so I was like, well, fuck this. But, yeah, man, it's a rough one. Everybody's coming back together next week, though, right? It's a fucking major.
For the U.S. Open, yeah.
God, dude.
And then everybody that qualified.
All right.
Yeah. A lot of guys didn't.
Anybody big?
Off the top of my head, Adam Scott missed it.
Oh, shit. Did he really?
Adam Scott, he lost in a playoff to his own countryman, Cam Davis.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck. Okay.
So Cam Davis gets the spot. Adam Scott's like an alternate if somebody falls out.
Somebody dies or something? Yeah. Gets hit by a shuttle.
Could happen.
Look, everybody's getting hit by shuttle buses at these golf tournaments.
Sergio's not in it. He missed it, but that was back in May.
He's checked out. He didn't give a fuck anymore.
I think Joaquin might have missed one. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
I was quickly before the show. I didn't get to go through all the qualifiers, but I was looking, and I was just seeing like if I didn't recognize anybody that missed. And Adam Scott was one of the big ones.
All right. Well, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure and use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We'll do better, all right? Thursday, take the Mavs.
I mean...
Take the Mavericks on Thursday
just
night.
Take them for the series.
Yeah. Yes.
And honestly, maybe wait, because the Celtics might win. They might win game one.
I've got the points, so I didn't moneyline. Yeah. I didn't moneyline the first game. I've got 6.5.
But Celtics to win, or game one... Mavs to win the series after the fact, you get a better price.
Yep.
And then Luka to win MVP.
Yes. I think those are all smart bets. These, not real sure.
And then Panthers are going to fucking boat race the Oilers. I'm sorry. They're just better.
I think the whole world is rallying around that girl's titties from
I know.
Oilers,
so. The vibes are all with the Oilers, but you just can't get around good, like bad goaltending.
I know. Florida's looked the best in the entire playoffs. So,
my guy Bob's in the net for the Panthers. Let's go.
Yeah.
Former Philadelphia Flyer, great.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's your time.
He was also a Columbus Blue Jacket.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Good for him. It's his time to fly. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Go Cats.